Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is there a reasonable alternative to holidaying in Ireland, or what are the kind of more affordable solutions? I was reading an article in the Irish Times this morning that tells us camping in Ireland, that's the cheapest way to go. You can holiday for less than €500 a week for a family of four. And Aaron Burchill from Charlie and Me, the YouTube channel and Camping Crew podcast, is with me here on the programme today. Does that sound about right, Aaron?
Yes, 100%. The only thing is you first have to buy your caravan or your motorhome.
Yeah, or your tent.
Or your tent, for that matter, yeah. We're just back from Connemara, where we paid €32 a night for our motorhome, myself, my wife, my dog, and electric hookup. There are extras on campsites, but you get it from 30 to €38 a night on most campsites in Ireland.
Yeah, but that's if you have, as you say, you already have the motorhome or the caravan at home. But if you're somebody that wants to try out camping, first of all, and to pitch a tent somewhere, what sort of costs are we talking about?
Right, there is a new company in Ireland that actually rent you out the full tent kit. They'll deliver it to site and you arrive there. That's where the £500 comes in. You can hire some static caravans on sites. You can hire some glamping pods, which work out at about £110 a night or thereabouts. Some, as cheap as £60 a night. So it really varies. But if you have your own unit, it's £30 a night, £35 a night. But yeah, after that, you've got the hire of the pod or the caravan if you're going on site. Very few rent out tents.
Actually, yeah, most people, I imagine, would probably buy the tent and then have it for the couple of years and pitch that wherever they want then. Well, maybe not so much wild camping, but they'll pitch it in some of the campsites across the country.
Yeah, and that got big during COVID. I mean, the sales in caravans and campervans went up big time, but tent camping really, really took off. And you know what? It didn't decline after COVID. Mm. And you know what's another big thing? Roof tents for your car.
Yeah.
They literally, from a Mini to a Mercedes to a BMW, they'll fit on anything. And we've seen them now every single weekend we've gone camping. We've seen an influx. We're just back from France. And the amount of Irish cars over there at roof tents.
Yeah. Funny, I was only talking to somebody about this actually quite recently who has a roof tent that you can, I mean, you basically just erect this thing, don't you, as a permanent fixture on the top of your car.
You pull a cord. Yeah, it's mounted onto your roof rack. There's a few different variants. You pull a cord and it pops up and you hop in. There's a ladder that's enclosed in the pop-up part. They're absolutely fantastic. I would say, like any tent, in the heat we've had of late, I would hate to be in a tent. You know, I'd say it's like being in a fish tank. I'd say it's a furnace.
It's hot.
But apart from that, you know, it's not as if we get this, although it's going to be the weather.
It's cooler now. Yeah.
It's cooler now. Yeah. But yeah, the roof tents are everywhere, Andrea.
Matt McConnell, director of Outsider Magazine, is with us on the line as well, Aaron, today. Can you reasonably holiday for about £500 for 7 days for a family of four, Matt, if you're to go camping?
Yeah, I'd say so. As you were discussing there, probably the main cost or the sort of barrier for entry, if you will, is having the gear to go and do the inexpensive camping. So like my number one bit of advice, I suppose, as far as acquiring the gear would be to borrow gear. Like a lot of people would buy the full set of gear and then it would maybe live in the attic for 50 weeks of the year. So the odds that you're in an annoying group chat or something with lots of parents from the kids' school or whatever, and that there's a family camping tent in someone's attic that they'd be willing to loan out to you for your holiday might be a good place to start if you're just getting into it.
Are we a good camping nation, Matt?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's definitely a culture for it in Europe that maybe Ireland's a little bit behind on,
just in
terms of the infrastructure and the variety of different campsites that are out there. But that being said, there's some incredible campsites all over the country. There's a few that spring to mind over in the West Coast, up in Donegal, that I've spent many happy nights in, that are everything from very sort of wild feeling all the way to something a lot more comfortable with a lot of useful amenities.
Listener here is wondering, they'd love to go camping for the first time. They've two kids, 4 and 6, Matt. They don't know where to start, though. What might they need, or where would you suggest? What direction would you send them in?
Yeah, definitely. Going to one of the campsites. So if you're out on the Wild Atlantic Way, something like Clifton Eco Beach Camping is a really nice family spot. Sleepy Hollow's up in Donegal is lovely. There's lots of these amazing campsites. But yeah, borrowing the gear and then really focusing on comfort, with especially with a family, I think is really important. Like, we were just talking before about, yes, they can be like camping in the summertime can be quite a different experience with heat and stuff like that. So making sure that you're comfortable, making sure that your sleeping bag is warm enough for the cool nights, but not so warm that you're sweltering whenever the sun does rise at 5 a.m. or whatever. Yeah. Making sure that you have an eye mask, maybe even just a blow up mattress where you're not thinking too much about insulation or high tech materials, but really just focusing on comfort. And then bug spray and earplugs as well are probably good things to have with you.
Con Quill, Chief Executive of the Irish Caravan and Camping Council, is with us on the line. It's funny, just after talking about the €500 a week, Con, that I mentioned in the Irish Times today, listeners got in touch to tell me that they've just been charged €150 to pitch a tent for two nights. They thought it was a total rip-off to go camping.
Well, you'll always get the few occasional ones, but as a general rule, the figures will be correct, as in to good value for money. I can use a case here where there was people looking to stay in a hotel near a town where there was a big concert on, and they were being charged up to €600 for the night, whereas they were able to stay in the campsite with their camper van for less than €40 for the night. So there is good value in the caravan. Yeah,
and typically to pitch a tent, what should listeners be expect to pay?
Well, it depends on, obviously, the number of people as well. But anything from, we'll say, €30 to €45, we'll say, a night.
Per night.
Approximately. Like so.
And
yeah,
why
yeah.
that cost is like for it. What? The use of the showers and toilet facilities?
Yeah, for the security of the campsite, toilet, showers, kitchens, laundry, all those facilities that are generally included in a lot of the sites as well. So,
wild camping is totally free, says this texter, Con. I regularly wild camp for about two nights at a time. I can bring everything in my backpack and I just wash myself in a mountain stream to stay fresh, says this listener.
Yes, so that does go on. But I mean, all the sites that we work with would be all registered with Fault Ireland and inspected and graded. So you'll have a level of security and a certain level of well-maintained facilities then as well. So that's important in the overall scale of things. So,
We don't really encourage much wild camping, do we?
Well, it's all up to where there's a lot of the land here in Ireland is privately owned, so that would be an issue in the first place and things like, and then trying to get permission in advance. So generally we recommend for people to stay in the campsites so that they're more secure and they get better facilities in the campsites. Now you're seeing an increasing number, I think, as Aaron mentioned, there, roof tents, and there's more campsites offering glamping options now as well. They have glamping pods and all that as well. So there's a whole variety of new different types of camping coming in. We're also seeing a big growth in motorhome and camper van rentals. There's more rental companies in the country and they're renting out camper vans. So that's introducing a lot more newer people into the sector as well. So
My brother heads off up the mountains with just a tent and a frying pan, says this texter, and he absolutely loves it, Con.
Yeah. I know, yes. So some people like the just to be in the open air, but as a general rule, the bigger numbers will be staying in campsites. So.
Yeah, and if you were to, for people looking to, you know, maybe trial this out for their very first time, where would you direct them to? I don't mean by way of location, but as a starting point for all of the things they need.
Yeah, well, we run a website, campingireland.ie, so you have a list of all the campsites and you have a list of the trade operators selling equipment and all that. So we'd recommend they go on that and have a look through and see and make their plans. It's important to be planned in advance before you go on holidays, just to make sure that you have all the right equipment and everything with you. So campingireland.ie is a good starting site for people to check it out.
Yeah, for the first year ever, says this listener, we went camping in Germany back in May. There were absolutely brilliant facilities, so we're definitely going to try out camping again in Ireland. And another listener tells me, we go camping every year. The children love it. It's a brilliant experience for them and it teaches them great life skills. More people should try it out. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Con Quill, Aaron Burchill, Matt McConnell, thanks a million to you all for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.